Welcome to another episode of Take Foul. We haven't been as active on the airwaves recently, so apologies to our loyal listeners and followers.
Shout out Wacko.
Shout out Wacko Man, inquiring about our whereabouts, but
Silver
we're here.
Sent to C&D.
So we got Mike, we got Violent Ike, and myself, Sam, and we are going to chat about some playoff predictions because the NBA season's over, save for the last play-in game between the Zion-less Pelicans and the Malik Monk-less Kings. We just watched the Heat take the Bulls out in pretty decisive fashion.
Yeah.
As the Bulls fan here, Mike, what was your sort of reaction to the Bulls playing game? And then I guess a couple words on the season then.
So, at the end of the day, it's on me for believing that this team was anything more than just terrible. I forgot that the Atlanta Hawks in that first game just did not play defense. That's maybe why they look so good.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe White looked like he was playing from 2 years ago. Vucevic, horrendous. DeMar DeRozan, I mean, he'll get you 20-plus points off mid-range, whatever. But Billy Donovan, there's a lot of questions that have to be asked. You know, it's like that team couldn't play defense. That team did not work very hard. The team got out-rebounded like no one's business. And it's just like, how do you kind of stick with the same kind of ideals when it just clearly has never worked? Disagree?
No, I mean, I've been calling for the Bulls to blow it up for a few years now. Or at the very least, retool. I recognize there's Lonzo Ball conversation to be had because of that, like, you know, 2 or 3 month stretch a few years ago where they did maintain the number one seed, but that also coincided with DeMar DeRozan having like an MVP caliber season, and like maybe his best season ever, really. And like he's not that same exact player necessarily. And you could probably get some decent value out of him in the trade market. So
I mean, and we can't keep talking about Lonzo being hurt because he's been hurt forever now. Like,
yeah.
He's not he's not an active member of the team. Like, that can't be an excuse anymore if he just doesn't play.
What's DeMar DeRozan's contract?
It's up this year. This is his last year of the contract.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you're right. He's just going to enter free agency.
Yeah, he'll be gone.
There's no
trading.
He's
gone this year. Vucevic will have to figure out. Levine will have to figure out.
Vucevic is on the books. Kobe White's on the books. Levine's on the books for a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really an asset right now.
Next year, it seems like they just don't seem like they'll be bad enough to really kind of tank, you know. It just like seems like they still have enough, like, at least on paper, talent that they won't be the worst team in the league, but it still feels like they're just in a tough spot.
Yeah, it feels like the last 2 years.
Our best trade at our best asset to trade right now is Caruso, and that would be a tough one to let him lose, you know, if you're really trying to build something in the future.
Yeah.
So it's miserable. This losing to the Heat team without Jimmy Butler was kind of a shocking
getting killed.
Realization. Yeah. Not yet. Not just losing. Getting absolutely our butts blown off by the Jimmy Butler-less Heat and Jaime Jaquez was tough.
That was surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't exactly expect that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not on brand.
Mm-mm.
For the up and down Bulls this season.
Yeah, I mean, we got the same exact spot last year.
Yeah,
it was the same exact spot last year.
Okay. So I think just because we have a lot of stuff to get to, we're gonna skip a lot of like the latest NBA news, I think, right now. And then let's see. Should we start with Should we start with teams with the most pressure to get out of the first round?
I like that.
Okay. And why don't we do like a, maybe not a draft, but like let's each go with one team. Like, do you want to start?
A unique team?
No, just start with a team that you want to highlight that you think has pressure to get out of the first round.
Yeah. Am I starting?
Go ahead.
I had the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like this is the reason they made the Gobert trade. Obviously, Ant has a lot in front of him, but like this is probably one of the better teams he'll be on. It's just like a lot of regular season excitement to not win a playoff series. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's tough in the West because I feel like you kind of make an argument for all those teams, maybe except whoever wins out of this Pelicans and Kings team, like they would be it'd be a disappointment if they don't win their first round, you know?
Yeah, maybe the Lakers, but.
Yeah, but even with LeBron, I feel like whenever you have LeBron, it's always kind of like
an before the season. Yeah,
There's definitely going to be disappointed if the Lakers lose, which they will. But I think the larger picture with the Timberwolves is the financial situation, where like the ownership, whoever it is. You know, whether it be A-Rod and Laurie or whether it be Glenn Taylor, need to justify paying the exorbitant luxury tax for a team that's going to be way well above the second apron if they are to keep everyone on the roster. And then, you know, like they still haven't re-signed like Kyle Anderson, you know, or Monte Morris.
Like, I do think, though, that the regular season that they've had being, like, a game out of first place is, like, justification enough to go into that second apron.
But I
don't know if, yeah.
No, I tend to agree with you there, but, like, from a outside optics perspective, there will be pressure from, you know, internally and externally, if the Wolves lose in the first round, to trade Karl Anthony Towns because he is the, you know, largest contract that's, like, movable there. Otherwise, you're trading, like, Nas and Jaden, which is, like, sort of unrealistic in a different way. Yeah, and so, like, the question is, like, all right, but then if they move on to the second round, then let's say the Wolves lose in the second round, is the situation just going to be the exact same? You know what I mean? For ownership. I don't know. The Wolves are still unproven, but because I think they like each other and they want to stay together from like a player's perspective, I think there is a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. To get out of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, next team?
I'm going to go Milwaukee. I mean, like, I think they've had just a absolutely calamitous back half of the season, you know, after the Dame trade and expectations to start the year. Like, I was pretty hype on them when we first, at the start of the year, kind of win, come out of the East. That was me, them in Boston at the end. I thought that Milwaukee was going to end up coming out. I think that it's just been so bad this back half, and like there's been a lot of just kind of uncertainties that like it's tough to kind of start the season with the expectations that you have going getting Dame, losing Drew Holiday, and like with expectations of being a dominant team and coming limping into the playoffs the way you do, you know.
There is just like the whole Giannis factor that like might probably takes some of the pressure off, where like it'd be understandable why they lost.
I was gonna say that they have like a very easy out.
Yeah.
Like from a player's perspective as well as like an ownership front office perspective as well. They're like, all right, well this was year one of this team, this trade. And like we'll just run it back when Giannis is healthy next year, like if they lose, no?
I don't know. I feel like with playing this, they're playing the Pacers. Like, going up against the Pacers in this first round, I feel like you still got to expect, like.
I think the Pacers are favored, though.
No, I checked. They're not.
They're not?
No, the Pacers are favored right now.
They were minus.
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 No, the Bucks were minus games.
I think minus I looked like 1. Just now.
1.5 games.
No, the Pacers are favored by a little bit right now. No,
maybe I've been mistaken.
Yeah, we can
regardless, season letdown, I don't know.
I mean, it definitely is disappointing. I just think they do have, like, kind of an excuse built in. But I think it is disappointing, like, how the regular season went.
For sure.
But again, they'll probably just say, like, first year, new things. But Dame's old and Giannis has been in Milwaukee for a while and doesn't seem like everyone thinks he's going to end his career there.
How old is Giannis now?
I guess, like, 28.
I think he's 28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this team could use another offseason to, like, fill in some more gaps on, like, the fringes of the roster.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I don't know. It's just been a little disjointed and lackluster on both ends of the floor. With lineups that don't involve, like, the core guys of, like, Giannis, Middleton, Brooke Lopez, and Dame. But, yeah, I have a good bet for that series later down the line, so we'll talk about that later. But we'll move on. My number one team, and this is very obvious, but it's the Celtics. And they're going to beat the Heat. In what world
do they lose?
No, I know. There's, like, no world in which they lose, but this is more of, like, a larger discussion of, like, I do think, like, if they lose at any point then before the finals, and if they lose in the finals to anyone other than, let's say Dallas makes it to the finals, I still think it's a catastrophe if the Celtics lose to Dallas. The only person that, like, the team that they're allowed to lose to is Denver. And even so, that's a disappointment. So it's like, I obviously it's like, the questions would be insane if they lost to, like, a
Jimmy. I mean, Heat, minus 220 to win the East at the start insane. Of the playoffs.
That is so insane. Crazy. That is so crazy.
Like, when I was looking at this, I just think it's so great. Like, it's kind of nuts how much more pressure is on so many teams in the West than it is.
Well, the West is just, like, so much better with. But the teams and injuries right now in the East.
Right, but, like, and that I feel like that should kind of play into the fact of, like, oh, like, if you lose to a good team, it's not that tough. But, like, I feel like a lot of these teams, like, if you look at it, like, if the Suns lose in the first round, that's a disappointment, right? The Wolves lose, it's a disappointment. If the Thunder lose, like, it's a disappointment. Like, all those
it's understandable, but, disappointing for sure. Where, like, the Celtics, it's... You can't really comprehend how they'd lose to anyone besides, like, maybe a healthy Bucks or, like, maybe a healthy Sixers.
That's the interesting thing, too, is that, like, in the West, there's lower seeds where it would be a disappointment if they lost, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I mean, the Clippers were, like, thought to be one of the top three teams for, like, 75%, 80% of the regular season. And then, I don't know, they fell off, obviously, but...
They just fell asleep at the wheel, dude. Yeah. They just stopped trying. They're like, let's try for 27 games.
Shock.
No, I know. It's like, we'll just turn it on when the playoffs come. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't believe it. I think they're old. I think they're cooked. But we'll get to that. Quickly on the Clippers. They haven't re-signed Paul George yet. Kawhi re-signed to that extension. They have the new building next year, obviously, that has all the, like, weird fan...
mythology right now. Like,
the fan gimmicks or whatever.
Rumors and...
If they do lose to the Mavericks in the first round, with Kawhi, without Kawhi... I'm not sure if that matters, honestly, for, like, the bigger picture outcomes, but there are going to be some vultures circling on Paul George, especially, I think. Yeah. With decent teams that have cap space next year, like
yeah,
Philadelphia, like Orlando.
Yeah,
like
it seems over the like offseason. Philly's kind of, at least to me, the one real, because I just don't see Paul George going to Orlando. But
I mean, the question is, like, does Paul George take a pay cut to hang out in LA for another season? I think he will.
Yeah,
I think he will. That's where my money would be.
I want to hang out with all those kids in Orlando. Dude.
he's from LA.
Like, right? Go to Philly? That just seems like a, like, yeah, I don't know. Just a culture clash.
I think he's
done
moving around too. I feel like at some level, like, you.
No, I think he likes
stick it out.
Yeah, and I think that's part of also like being a second option. He was like, "Hey, I'm gonna be a second option. I'm gonna chill with Kawhi and." The city where I grew up in.
Yeah.
You know?
It does seem like with the Clippers, they do kind of always default to just like, yeah, you guys don't want to see us in the playoffs, though. Like, whenever you cite like any weaknesses or like faults, it always comes down to like, yeah, you don't want to play against these guys. So it's just like, yeah, I don't know. If they lose in the first round, they'll probably next year be like, you don't want to play against Kawhi and Paul George and James. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just,
the discourse is just going to...
Yeah.
It's like Ben Simmons working out in the offseason.
Yeah.
You see Ben Simmons in some threes in
June. No, I already saw a tweet that was like, oh, like, he's lifting. It's like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
When I saw that video of Alonzo dunking the ball that one time, I pumped.
One quick note on the Cavs. Cavs lose in the first round, Donovan Mitchell's out of there.
Yeah.
I think. Even if they win in the first round, he
like
might
he
be
wants
out of there.
To leave. Yeah.
He hasn't like been super concrete about re-signing in general.
Yeah.
And
what's a destination you could see him at?
Next. I think is the...
Well, but it's weird now because...
They're good. Like,
yeah, and he sort of like clashes stylistically with Brunson.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Yeah.
So like maybe he goes into the Nets. But I will tell you, as someone that's been to a lot of Nets games, that arena sucks, dude.
Yeah, like everything just, about that franchise
seriously,
sucks right now.
It is awful in there. Like... Yeah. I do not enjoy going to Nets game. Well, I mean, you know, whatever. It's like, it's an NBA arena. I get to see the other team.
Yeah.
Do they sell out? Okay. Like, are they? Is it like a popular destination? Are they selling tickets? Like, I feel like I don't really hear too much like issues with that aspect of it.
No, I mean, but like, it's more about like the atmosphere that I'm talking about.
Yeah, they
like,
don't have fans.
No, they don't have real fans because anyone that grew up in New York is a Knicks fan,
and all the Knicks fans are New Jersey.
Yeah, so it's like people that are from New Jersey that are coming in that are actual Nets fans, or dudes that want to watch some basketball, or people that are fans of the other team. Right, and or people that were born post 2011, okay, that are like what, like 11, you know. So there's a bunch of like fake ass people that came out for like the KD years, but right now it's like so much fake crowd noise pumps out of that Jumbotron.
Yeah,
it's foul, it's awful, it's genuinely so bad.
Should have kept them in New Jersey.
Yeah, they probably lost a lot of those.
I go
New
somewhere.
Jersey fans.
It's not great in Brooklyn. All right. let's do quick breakout stars of the first round or the playoffs in general, I guess. Any players?
You guys go first. Guys? I want to hear where you guys.
Okay.
You go first, Sam. I went first last time.
This is someone that I've sort of doubted the offensive prowess of in the past, but my guy is Paolo Banchero.
Dude. I had him too.
Yeah, I think like that Magic team just doesn't really have anything offensively, but give it to Paolo, and I feel like he is going to be taking a ton of shots and. Like, you know, sure, you can talk about, like, the Mobley matchup maybe not being so great for him, but I think that, like, whatever, he's just going to fucking pound it in and, like, take over a game with his physicality in a way similar to, like, how, like, Julius Randle and, like, the Knicks did last year. And I think that he could definitely have some success at that.
I love that pick. I had originally been thinking him, but I struggled with this topic a little bit. I overthought it. I thought we were talking like more like players who didn't perform throughout the season as like maybe as super highly. So I went Jonathan Isaac from the Magic. I was trying to find I guess
your ideological king.
Yeah. Okay.
You're conservative. Love him.
He
you're anti woke.
My thing was like if he could kind of okay. Now I kind of get your guy the
no that's a great pick.
Okay,
he'll be an good role player,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, that's a great pick.
Okay, you had a long list.
That was it.
Right. Well, I had Jonathan Isaac, and then I had then I also put on Jaime after what he did to the Bulls. I feel like he's got to do with everybody, right? Like
that's a good one because he's his offensive load will be.
It's going to be
definitely
way more without Jimmy.
And
right?
I think he's like, grown a little bit this season as well. After, like, you know, he kind of was forgotten after that hot start. One quick note about Jonathan Isaac. I think, you know, they only play him, like, 15 minutes a game. But, like, when he comes in, he's, like, destructive.
Impactful. Like, yeah. He's very impactful when he gets in.
That series, every game's going to be in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
But, like... You know, that's probably because of people like Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, Ike.
I had Paolo as my main guy. I also had, this is also kind of different, but just like guys who I'm like really interested to see what happens with them are Carl and Brunson, just in term. Like, I'm kind of curious about that series because like Embiid hasn't looked really healthy at all since he's come back, and like they obviously don't have Randle, so it's kind of interesting. I don't know. I mean, they won a playoff series last year, but like, I don't know. I'm just like kind of curious about that series. I don't really have a strong feeling about which way it's gonna go. I guess I could have written Embiid down too, but
there's a bit of a late All NBA push that I've been noticing with Brunson for that fifth spot on All NBA on the first team.
Mm-hmm.
After obviously, you know, Jokic, Luka, Shea, and Giannis, most people had Tatum penciled in there, but there's been because of how successful the Knicks have been without Randle, and how good Jalen Brunson has been.
That's stupid. I still think
I feel like that's tough. I feel like that'd be really hard.
I like it. I mean, I don't, you know. I mean,
the best player on the best team in the.
No, that's real, but like. You look at like. The opportunity someone like Tyrese Maxey had to carry a team while they're. Other stars, and obviously Joel Embiid's way better than Julius Randle, but I don't know, Jalen Brunson has like stepped it up in production and usage, and I think the fact that they ended at the 2 seed is huge.
That also has to do with injuries a lot, though,
and I feel like it also like the East was, I feel like.
Like the Sixers, Bucks.
Yeah, like, no,
like
for
those
sure.
Are bad
but the
down
2 seed,
the stretch.
2 seed.
Yeah,
and I like you know I think that there's a lot
the
of
the 2 seed is also when you're comparing him to Tatum is like how many wins worse than
right.
the first.
Like, yeah, they had this locked
enough,
up for
fair
a
enough. Yeah, I guess the Celtics haven't played a meaningful game in like
a month
and a half. Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I think he's ended the season super strong. I think that should be a really fun series, hopefully.
Yeah.
Embiid's able to contribute, like, more than he did against Miami, but...
I feel like Miami's always kind of a tough kind of...
Yeah, but he looked pretty, like, out of it, like... Yeah.
He did score, like, 11 points in the fourth quarter or something like that.
Yeah.
So he turned it on a little bit, but, yeah, the zone was getting to him in that game. I wanted to say I think there's a chance that Tyrese Haliburton has a bit of a bounce back, maybe back to something close as what he was at the beginning of the season, yeah, and like the in-season tournament form that he was in, where he was like a legitimate MVP contender. Because he's been so slow and sluggish and not as good,
yeah,
post-injury that he was allegedly rushed back from.
Yeah.
And he still might not make an all-NBA team,
yeah,
which would be tough. But
dollar impact.
It cost him a lot of money.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah.
But
that's fucked up.
No, I mean that's the, you know,
it is what it is, dude.
And by the way, like, if the only person that's negatively impacted by this is one dude, then I'm okay with it. Sorry to Tyrese.
Yeah, I think
Albert.
He's gonna be okay in the long run.
He's got a max contract. Like, he's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I had Dante Exum, who's been shooting the heck out of the ball. Yeah. Let's go. And then my bright skin king, Isaiah Hartenstein.
Mm, yes.
Who's been really good.
Yeah, he's been really super effective.
Yeah, he's been really good defensively, which I didn't really understand.
Not white.
He's not white. He's bright.
I don't
skin.
Believe him. Like, I don't believe him. Like, that's crazy. That man looks like you.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe I'm.
He's you with the fade. Are you bright skin?
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. You might be right. Maybe I'm.
You see the man's father.
So okay.
If he said the N word, would we be okay with it?
Is that my place to determine such a thing?
Yeah, I think we're both not gonna angle that one
at the show. No, we are not okay with it.
No,
collectively,
he's black. I like our hearts.
As the thing. Show, we are standing by the fact that he is black, though. No N-word.
His dad's black.
I'm saying
that's for sure.
If my kid comes out looking like that, I need to get a DNA test. Yeah. I don't know. That just seems like something that probably should have been done.
Not alleging that as a show.
We got to move on. Do you guys have any other players that you'd like to shout out very quickly? Or
no, I really struggled with that one. I was really.
I shouted out Carl because it was.
Oh,
it's just going to be.
Yeah, I think he's the linchpin to.
Yeah.
Like, I generally think he's probably the most important player in
what
that
did,
series.
What did Finch call McDaniels? Where he's like, it was like the barometer or something. Where like, if he's doing well, that just means like we're doing well. Like, it's
fair.
Very creative nickname,
Jayden?
But yeah, it was earlier in the season, but. Very creative nickname from Finch. Though.
Yeah, if Jayden hit some fucking shots, then
yeah. Yeah,
that
he's
would
been
help.
Pretty brutal over the last like month and a half.
Whatever. All right, let's go to best bets, dude.
Mm.
Best bets. This is the fun section.
Can I go first on this one?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
I'll allow it.
One that I love. Sixers minus 1.5 games plus 252.
Sixers minus
plus 200.
200. Sixers minus what games?
1.5 games.
Okay.
I think the
Sixers
Knicks...
and six. Or five. Or four.
Wait. 1.5. Six. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just can't go to seven.
Yeah.
It can't go to seven.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's...
What's the plus?
Plus 202.
Okay.
I think, the Knicks have been good. I don't think, they've been better than a healthy Sixers team. And while, Joel may not be healthy, I think it's still going to be kind of tough for them to actually come out of a series like that. And, you know, Thibs, guy has a bad track record.
when it seems they're pretty solid in the playoffs. What? You dislike it?
No, I don't know. I told you I didn't have a strong opinion on this series, but I guess I would lean Knicks. I don't know. I think right now they have the guy who's playing the best. Like, they have the best player in the series. I think surrounding him, they have the better system. I don't know.
I feel like they're... I don't know. I feel like they're losing their big interior piece is going to kind of come down pretty tough in the
yeah, but they've it hasn't really seemed to phase them.
But again, like, that's like end of the season, regular season. I feel like it's a big difference than
when maybe you're
playing a playoff series.
I lean Knicks in this series. That's good value, though, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Embiid bet, right?
Like, yeah. If
Embiid's able to get to 80%, then like there's
I can just see Embiid like crying at the end of a game at the Garden, like after he gets eliminated.
You know, definitely will come down to him, but like if he's back, he's back.
The Knicks have the three-headed monster of Isaiah Hartenstein, who's
black,
probably black, and Mitchell Robinson and Jericho Sims. Who shouldn't play a second. But anyway, Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein are two pretty solid defensive bigs that they could throw at Embiid. Although I do think they're going to like do some like witchery and throw like OG Anunoby on him or something. I like the value on it. I don't think I necessarily place on that, but I do like the value on it.
Good value. Good value.
Absolutely.
I had Mavericks minus 135 to win the series. And then for a plus sign, I just said Bucks plus 106.
They're minus 135. What did we get them at?
So Mike and I hopped on this right when the only series that was determined was the Mavericks and the Clippers before everyone and their mother went on to the Mavericks. So we got them at plus 104.
Jesus. Sharps. Right. Sharps.
Yeah. I'm not huge on the whole, like, everyone and their mother being on the Mavericks thing. It makes me feel weird about it. But that's just because of, like, the whole
fade the public idea.
The gambling kind of mind of yours is throwing it off. But.
But, like, in my heart of hearts, I'm like...
The Mavericks have also been super hot. The Clippers are
old, man. Like, I put a decently... size bet last year that the Suns were going to win in five over the Clippers, and that's what happened. Because I looked at them, and I was like, this team is fucking washed, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, towards, you know, and they're doing the exact same thing this season, where down the stretch, I mean, I guess they had, like, a bit of a bounce back at the very end of the season, but it's like, down the stretch, it was, like, not looking great. As far as like the output,
no. And the Mavericks were the opposite.
Yeah. At some level, like best player in the series versus kind of questionable aspects of the Clippers.
I like that too. Yeah. I like that a lot, and that's a theory that has tons of track record.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the plus 104, and then I also put a bet down on Dallas minus 1.5 at plus 132.
Double down, huh?
I did.
Wolves plus 110 too.
So what you had the Bucks
plus like 104 because I wanted a plus bet,
right?
But
so to extrapolate off of that, that's again a big question mark on like Giannis's health, right? Any normal person would be just be out for the year probably, but Giannis being like the sort of superhuman that he is could definitely potentially come back at some point in this series. If they're down 0-2 to the Pacers and then like going to Indiana, that's like a tough you know question that the Bucks
Do you see them being down 0-2? Like, I feel like...
I
don't see them being down 0-2. I feel like they'll win a game.
With that being said, I have Indiana wins game one and parlayed with Bucks win the series at plus 390.
That is a specific parlay.
Yes, sir. Oh. Indiana wins game one. They got the momentum. They made it to the sixth seed, which is a really big deal for that young fucking team. The
Pacers were bad for a while.
Absolutely. And Bucks lose game one, win the series, plus 390. All right, I'm going to toss it back to you, Mike. Do you have anything else, or do you want me to run through a few more?
You can go through yours.
Okay. This is my favorite one that I put a decent amount on. Nikola Jokic, most points in the series. It's at plus 120.
Where did you find that prop? Plus 120?
It's on FanDuel.
Oh, okay.
I think,
probably.
Dude.
Has to be, right?
Come on.
LeBron is second.
The only time where, Jokic is just, passing 1,000 times is against shit teams.
Yeah.
You know, he the only times where he's, scored less than 10 points has been against, the Hornets, where he just, gives up the ball every single possession.
Can we talk about the series real quick? I am sick and tired of people on Twitter being like, oh, look at all these shots that the fucking Nuggets were making last year. Like, what are we talking about?
It's what, 7 points
total? Yeah. They got murdered in the fourth quarter of all of these games.
It's a funny meme.
Yeah.
It's a funny meme.
You can show Jokic hitting a step back three and it's not a super high percentage shot.
He does that a lot.
Yeah, it's still a shot he's gonna
the Sombor shuffle. Yeah. Unstoppable. But yeah, I think Jokic can just score at will against anyone. No matter if they do the thing where they just put AD on him or he owns AD. I don't care.
AD's been playing pretty well though.
No, for sure, but one-on-one in the post, he can't guard Jokic. And they tried the thing with Hachimura on Jokic and having AD as a roamer. It's going to be the same thing. I think the Lakers might win a game or two in this series, but I still think Jokic will be still forced to be a scorer, and he will score. Mm-hmm. LeBron is the second favorite at this at plus 300, but I still am going to go with Jokic at plus 120. Similar for this series, I have Jamal Murray plus 145 for the most threes.
Made or taken?
Made. Whatever. Healthy Jamal Murray.
Probably.
Unless D'Angelo Russell goes nuclear.
Yeah.
Right? And then my last one, I have two reach or oh right and then there's Brunson minus 125 for the most points in the series. I don't feel great about that. I'm not on it. Embiid is at plus 115, so that's just sort of a health bet, I think. And then I have two reaches. The one reach goes back to my breakout star thing, which is Banchero most total points in the Cavs Orlando series at plus 300.
I mean, that could happen even if they don't win realistically.
And that's more about
him just going at it.
If Jalen Suggs locks Donovan Mitchell up. Yeah. Which I think is entirely possible.
I actually had two more that I was going to talk about when we get to the series matchups, but I placed half of you on both the Wolves to win in 7 and the Suns to win at 7 in 7 at 850 and at 750 respectively.
Wow.
Pick a side. Coward. You don't bet on game sevens, loser? Huh? Mr. Game 7.
All right. I know you're not going to love it, but it's...
Yeah, coward.
I think it's going
to be... I would have respected you taking the Suns more than taking Bulls.
I have no idea. That's my... I'm thinking this can be a game 7. Going to 7, though.
The last one, it's a bit of a reach. Tyrese Maxey most threes in the series. That's at plus 360. Jalen Brunson is at plus 350 there. And then Dante DiVincenzo is at minus 165.
Forgot about that. They have a lot of Villanova dudes, man.
Yeah, that's sort of their thing.
Against Philly.
I mean, yeah. Mikal Bridges will eventually find his way. I think it's just sort of
destined
to happen. I feel like it'll take a pay cut to go there.
Anywhere else.
Just be with his friends.
But, yeah, I don't know. DiVincenzo could just go cold.
Yeah, I think those are good value.
And they're gonna guard Brunson out there. You know he can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I like Tyrese Maxey at plus 360 there. I mean, it's good value.
Did you bet it?
No. The ones I've bet are Dallas minus 1.5, Jokic most points, and Indiana wins game one, Bucks win series, and then Banchero total points in series. Yeah. Those are the ones I've got. All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get into our picks, dude. Let's do our playoff picks now. Highly anticipated playoff picks of the first round. We can extend further than that if you mm-hmm. want to, but we don't have to.
I'm not prepared to, but that's fine.
Then let's not.
I will.
I feel like we could be able to.
Yeah, quickly. I said I'm fine.
Fine. Do it. Fine. Let's do it.
You might have to help me with some of the.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Or are we just talking like game by like round, like game by game, or just go through?
Round Sam, round. Why don't you do it? Round you can round. Take
Fine.
Us.
Fine, I'll go first. Oklahoma City versus Sacramento or New Orleans. Right now, it's looking like New Orleans. I still think Sacramento probably could come back from this game. Regardless, I'm saying Oklahoma City in five.
He hates that. You know that.
All right. Regardless, I'm taking OKC in five.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who. I think they'll drop a game just from being young. But, yeah.
I'm going to take OKC in four.
Oh, we're going series by series.
Yeah. I don't think...
You said it differently.
All right, sorry. I don't...
Continue.
I think they're going to come out excited enough to be number one seed and just kind of walk through whatever one of these two teams are going to be playing them.
Five.
Okay. OKC in five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll
probably get a Brandon Ingram Zion thing.
Denver versus the Los Angeles Lakers. I have Denver in five.
Agreed. Denver in five. I don't think they'll get swept again because that was an embarrassment for them, and you know LeBron won't allow a sweep.
And there were some close games there.
Yeah,
they were all relatively close.
They weren't bad games. They were.
So
like,
I think they
the better
could
team
swing.
Won each game.
Yeah.
And I think they could swing one or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will they swing three?
No. I'm gonna go Denver in four.
Denver four. Okay, another sweep. Minnesota versus Phoenix. I got the Wolves in six, baby. Come on now.
Yep. You've been going second.
I hate to say this, and I am pulling for the Wolves. If I'm going to speak honestly, I think I got the Suns in seven. I think it's just kind of one of those things where, like, the best player kind of shows up and might win the series.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of that Portland OKC series back in 2019 with Russ and Dame. Dame was just kind of the best player in the series. Him and CJ McCollum combined for nearly all of the Trailblazers points that series, and it worked out. You know, sometimes the best players can kind of do it.
I think, that's a thing, for sure, in the playoffs, and as we talked about. The Suns were objectively
the worst matchup for the Timberwolves, given the regular season track record, and the sense that, like, so much of the Wolves' defense revolves around limiting three-pointers and paint shots, especially paint shots, and, you know, Booker, Beal, and especially Kevin Durant excel in the mid-range, which is something that the Wolves' defense is designed to, you know, give up, so to speak, because it is a less efficient shot. With that being said, I do trust Chris Finch to make adjustments, as he's been shown to do, and I think you're going to see a lot more Rudy switches, which Rudy has been really successful in isolation this year.
Sure.
Where, you know, usually he's in a deeper drop, and the ball handler will come up and, like, you know, he'll maybe, like, jab at the mid range and then, like, let back off of it again, where you can't really do that against the Suns, right? So I think there will be adjustments.
Did you hear Mike and Nori say they held some stuff back?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Love to hear that, Mike. Love to hear that.
Yeah.
But, shut you know, up. So a lot of national media has picked Phoenix. I don't blame them, just because of the track record and stuff.
The public.
But we are, Ike and I are fading the public in this situation, and that's all right.
Can I ask?
Five.
So we talked a couple.
Oh, Wolves in five? Okay, all right.
All right.
My bad. Go ahead.
We talked not too long ago, and I asked who would you rather see, the Pelicans or the Suns, when it was kind of coming down between those two. And you said that you had would rather have seen the Suns. When did that kind of switch?
They played them twice late on and did very poorly.
Yeah, I think that had something to do with 25
piece. That was the
good player.
Well, you know, so it was like I was hoping to see something else come out of one of those two games at least. Nothing really did. I do think the Ant sort of struggles are more of like a little more fluky rather than like something indicative of something that
he was also ill at the end of the season.
Yeah, the Phoenix is doing. But I think, you know, obviously the Zion injury is awful. And then like the Ingram being out thing has been definitely a factor as well, and like has contributed to like sort of the up and down nature of the Pelicans right now and sort of why they're fighting for their season as we speak. Whereas the Suns had like the most difficult schedule for the last like 12 games or something like that, and really excelled against that really tough schedule.
Yeah.
So they have some momentum.
Current form, kind of.
No, certainly.
Yeah. It's fair.
Okay, moving on. Clippers, Dallas. I have Dallas in six, inshallah.
I need it so bad.
You absolutely double down.
I have to.
Lower value.
This is, you know, I don't, whatever, dude. This is what I believe.
Fuck the Clippers, dude.
Fuck them, dude.
Fuck the Clippers.
Who fucking
cares,
gives a shit?
I'm tired of those old men. I'm so done. We're done with the 2010s. We're done with the 2010s, man.
Clippers in six.
Clippers in six, okay.
No, Mavericks in six.
Mavericks in four. Sweep them out.
Mavericks in seven. Yeah.
Mavericks in four. Okay.
Wow.
All right, let's go to the East. Boston versus Miami.
Five.
Boston in five.
Boston in four.
Boston in four.
It's going to be
I have
series.
Boston in five because I sort of assume they're playing Chicago, but I'm going to have Boston in four.
Without Jimmy?
Boston in 3.5. Get Chicago.
Boston in three.
That game's over.
New York versus
One
Philly.
Thing I will go say, ahead. I think... Without Jimmy Butler, I do think the Bulls would have put up... I know it's hard to say that after what we just saw.
And maybe.
I feel like I'm talking myself back into a circle here, but I do think the Bulls here would have put up a better fight in the series than this Heat team is going to.
I agree.
Yeah, all right.
I think maybe they would have gotten one fun random win, but I think you kind of got to give the Heat the benefit of the doubt against the Bulls.
Just but that's a different thing. That's a different question.
That's not the question.
That's the question. Thing we're talking about.
Different matchups.
We're comparing different the bits. Two.
No.
So,
what? Four or
yeah,
five?
Yeah, I said four.
Four?
Boston and five.
Five?
Yeah.
I'm going to go four. Knicks, Philly.
I bet. Philly and six.
Philly and six.
Philly and six.
Knicks in five.
Knicks in five. I have the Knicks in seven.
Might be against the world.
So that'll be interesting. Milwaukee, Indiana.
I just don't see it. I don't see Indiana winning. I don't see them winning a series. I don't like. I just don't really. Indiana Pacers. I'm going Bucks in seven.
I guess I kind of have to go Bucks because of my bet earlier. Bucks in six.
I have the Bucks in seven.
Yeah.
So we all have the Bucks when the Pacers are favored right now by the books.
-125.
Yeah. We got yeah, that's interesting. I agree though. I don't know.
I don't feel good
I
about
don't
it.
See it.
There's just too much experience on the Bucks team, even without Giannis.
Yeah. But Dame is
Dame
still
can
like
still just do it. You know, like if he
playoff Dame.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. And Halliburton's sort of like half of himself right
yeah.
now, even though I said he could break out. Cleveland, Orlando.
My magic in five.
This is your big
my magic.
This is your big
yeah.
win.
This is
the
only
season.
One I got.
Yeah.
Cleveland in
magic not too bad, huh? What?
Six.
Did you just say Paolo Banchero is going to have a
I did mine where I said these guys are going to be X Factors.
I have Orlando in six. Let's go Magic.
Pretty good.
Okay, so that was the first round. We'll go to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Predicted
different. Okay.
That's okay. I've kept track
yeah.
of it. Oklahoma City versus Dallas for me. I have Dallas in seven.
For all of us.
I love that.
It is for all of us, yes.
I agree, Dallas in seven.
Dallas in seven.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an awesome
yeah,
series.
I love that.
That might be the best series of the,
yeah.
the playoffs.
Dallas in six.
So much fun. And then Minnesota versus Denver. For Ike and I.
Ride with your boys.
Wolves
and
seven.
Ride with your guys. You got to do it.
Wolves and
you
seven.
You
got
to do it.
Denver and seven is my prediction there. I think
Clip
we could
it.
Win. I could definitely. I definitely Clip think it. We could win this series. Because given, you know, I don't know. I think we could.
We've given them a battle.
Absolutely.
Most times.
There's been a few games that we've utterly dominated against
yes.
the Denver Nuggets. But I you know, we're going against the best player in the universe.
It's not
Luka. Take for another episode. So, unfortunately, Denver 7. And I think if the Timberwolves take the Denver Nuggets 2-7 games in the second round, the roster will stay together. Most definitely.
I think if you get to the second round, the roster should probably stay together.
I agree.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the second round in the East.
I don't get to do my pick.
Oh, sorry.
Damn.
You're at the Phoenix versus
you
Denver.
You don't get to go.
I don't get to go?
No. You are a coward.
Phoenix versus
you bet
Denver.
Both.
Yeah, true, but whatever. Phoenix, Denver.
Phoenix and seven.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I picked these Suns early on in the season.
Denver owns Phoenix.
Yeah.
Denver owns Phoenix. There's no chance they beat Denver.
Can you just need to wake up?
Nope. Okay, whatever. Boston, Orlando for Mike and I. I have Boston in four.
again.
Yeah.
They're going double sweeps.
Magic pretty good, not that good though. That's going to be probably,
So well, Boston, Cleveland for
Boston and five.
Gentlemen sweep Boston five.
So all of us, or so it's Milwaukee and the Knicks for Ike and I. Yeah. I have New York in seven.
Ugh, gross. Yeah, because Giannis could very well be back at that point.
I don't care.
I think maybe a hot take. They're more likely to win the second series they're in than the first.
The Knicks?
No, the Bucks.
The Bucks. Oh, the more of the time. Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, more if Giannis comes back.
Hot take.
That's
yeah, Bucks in six.
Bucks in six.
My argument for Philly winning that is very similar. Philly in six.
Philly in six.
Yep.
Okay. So, we're going to go back to the conference finals in the West. I have Dallas versus Denver, and I'm going Denver in six. Ike has Minnesota versus Dallas.
Hmm. Dallas?
Yeah. I like it.
Wolves got up pretty good there.
Yeah, I think the Wolves could beat Dallas in the second series.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think they will.
All right, there you go.
In?
Six.
Wolves in six over Dallas. So, Mike, you're at Phoenix versus Dallas.
Going best player in the series, I'm going to go Luka. Luka in seven. Another tough, tough
Dallas
series.
In seven.
Luka in seven.
Luka in seven.
Luka in seven.
So we're at the conference finals. I had Boston versus New York. I'm going to go Boston in five there. Ike had Boston versus Milwaukee.
Boston in six.
Boston in six. Mike, Boston, Philly.
Philly fought so hard just to get swept.
Ooh.
Yeah, Boston four.
Boston four. All right, so now we are in the finals. I had Denver versus Boston. I'm saying Boston seven. I had the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Boston?
Versus Boston.
Kind of love that matchup.
really fun games.
It's up against Boston.
That's really fun games this season. Split them in the regular season.
Seven games.
It's got to go seven.
Got to go seven.
Yeah, and that'll be at Boston. That's probably a win for the Wolves. So,
right? Road dogs? Absolutely.
Road dogs.
It's hard
absolutely.
Not to say so.
I think that probably
road
is.
Dogs, yeah.
Minnesota.
At the Garden, I could see that being the first ring.
Minnesota in?
Seven.
Seven. Mike, you have Dallas versus Boston.
Boston chokes Dallas in five.
Dallas in five. So our champions are Boston, Minnesota, and Dallas.
Got to pick someone from the East.
Write her down. Write her down. So disclaimer: this is financial advice.
Mm-hmm.
We
do it.
You should be following our lead because we know exactly what we're talking about.
You can
about.
Bet more than you can handle.
Yeah.
Take out a mortgage.
Well, yeah. either double mortgage it or lose the mortgage before it. None of us are owning property in 2024.
Property's out.
Okay.
Unless we hit these bets.
Exactly. Exactly. Then maybe we can pay rent for a few more years. Perhaps.
Maybe.
But yeah, Ike, wrap us up.
Mike, you want to finish with anything?
Let's
wrap it up right now.
Up in